Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There once was a well-known robber. He narrates his own story. Once I was traveling with my gang of robbers. We stopped to rest at a place where we saw three date trees, of which two are full of fruit, but the third was dry. Time and again, a sparrow came to one of the green trees, took some fresh dates in its beak, and flew across to the dry palm. We were very surprised. After I had counted 10 trips of the bird, I decided to climb the tree to see what it was doing with the dates. I climbed up to the top of the palm and saw a blind snake lying there with its mouth wide open. The sparrow had been putting fresh dates into the mouth of this blind snake. I began to cry and called out, "O Allah, when this snake, which your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to kill, became blind, you sent a sparrow to feed it. But I, who am your slave and believer in Tawheed, am robbing the people." Then I heard a voice speaking to me from within my heart. "The door of Tawbah is open to everybody at all times." I immediately broke the sword with which I used to rob the people and, out of regret, began to throw dust on my head. I wept and cried to Allah Ta'ala, "Forgive me, forgive me." A voice from the unseen whispered in my heart, "We have forgiven you, we have forgiven you." After a short while, I joined my friends. They wanted to know what had happened to me. I said I was far away and separated from my Allah. Now I have come back to him. I told them the whole story. They said, "We also will come back to our Allah," and they broke their swords too. We left all our stolen goods there, put on ihram, and left for Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj. After traveling for 3 days, we reached a village where we saw a blind old lady. She asked, "Is there any Kurd amongst you with such and such name?" And here she named me. On being told that there I was, she took out some clothing and said, "My son died 3 days ago and these clothes were his. Ever since he passed away, I dream every night that I see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanding me to give these clothes to such and such Kurd." I took the clothes from her and we carried on with our journey. In the story, there are two very important lessons. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan for feeding the blind snake. And secondly, the gift of clothes given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Kurd. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to favor someone, it is very easy for him to do so. Because of their sincere tawbah, these Kurds were given the gift of clothes from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in itself a great honor. This story also shows how sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives favors to a poor person by the death of somebody else. SubhanAllah.